I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First time I heard this was reading her story.
It's very uplifting.
Well, you can vape anything you smoke.
Well, sure. So. I mean, good Lord. I never thought to put them together. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Seems obvious now. Just someone had to do it first. Okay. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contest online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Facebook consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a vegan woman called the cops on her friends after they tricked her into eating chicken nuggets. And now they're facing charges of food tampering.
How was that? You didn't really tamper with the food. I mean, like, if you're eating chicken nuggets, it's chicken nuggets. I didn't do anything to the chicken nuggets. Yes, I lied to you. Yes, I convinced you to eat it, but I'm trying to figure out what the car, because if that's the case, my kids can press charges on me. Well, my daughter told me the other night, Miles, I told you this, I really like this chicken. The chicken was pork. I was not going to tell her that, because at that point, it would have made a problem.
Peppa.
So now she can say, oh, God. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's Peppa Pig, honey, eat up.
Right, she was like wasted, so her friends gave her real chicken instead of the fake chicken.
That's unbelievable.
And they couldn't charge them with any kind of like a food poisoning or anything like that. I wonder if it's because it falls under a belief system.
Okay, well, what about this? I hate vegetables. Someone gives me a pizza with a cauliflower crust. Am I going to call the cops? And they said it was dough.
Sure.
I mean, I guess I could, right? But I wouldn't.
You expected dough.
And look what they've done.
You got vegetables and you don't eat vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll call the cops.
A family on vacation in South Carolina found 20 kilos of cocaine that had washed up on the shore of a beach.
No, they didn't. They found 30 kilos and they called the cops.
Right, thank you.
Are you kidding me?
And the dad's still in the bedroom wrapping presents.
A lot of hollow dolls in there.
I truly believe that those stories are what I would call iceberg news. So, like, you only hear a little bit of those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you only hear, I'm going to say 5% of those stories.
Well, listen, I'd say right now, if I find 20 kilos on the beach, the authorities will know nothing about it.
And I'm sure only 20 kilos were ever lost at sea.
Correct.
Only.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a small percentage
exactly.
of people going, hey, look what I found.
Listen, here's my goal, man. So people retire. Miles, you've already said you have a mild interest in the metal detection world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why the hell not? Get up early. Me, I'm going to get a retired cop dog to sniff for drugs. Go to the same beach.
Go on, Sparky.
Run, Cujo, run.
You found a watch. I got 12 kilos of cocaine.
But I also feel like what's going on with the drug running industry where I feel like I'm getting these stories once every couple months.
But I think you can lose a certain amount of based on the amount of money they get, man. You have, look, if you work at a restaurant, there's a certain amount of food you're just going to have to throw up.
Sure.
I don't want to, look, you send enough through, some get caught by the cops, some you lose, but they're sending such a high value.
I mean, sometimes family fines.
We're probably going to get a ton more from that ship that overturned with the coke guys that were floating on bags of cocaine. They didn't have all the bags of cocaine that they were floating on. I'm sure there's a whole lot more that's about to wash up.
I already planned a trip there.
There you go.
Colombia.
Cops in England opened up the back of a moving truck and found a giant T-Rex inside.
Surprise! What
do you mean like a skeleton of a T-Rex?
No, I think it was like a
animatronic thing.
It was like a big blow-up balloon thing.
Oh,
why did they? Why were they suspicious to open the back of the truck?
I don't know. They're in England. They do whatever the hell they want.
Say, Mike, what you got in the back of that truck? There, you cheeky monkey.
Listen, chap. Is that a T-Rex?
Dinosaurs are illegal here. Yeah. The mayor of a Mexican...
I'm going to have to call one of the real cops with his gun.
Hit him with your stick.
Yeah, Jurassic Park, England did not last long. The T-Rex won.
The accents weren't that good. And it appears they had different dialects.
Hit him with your stick.
Like a glass of water.
Spray him with the pepper spray. The mayor of a Mexican village was dragged through the streets by people who said that he failed on his election promises.
Wow.
They tied his ass up to the back of a car and drug him through the streets.
Because the politician did not deliver on the... Ma'am?
Listen up,
that's
Washington.
Why they're building the wall. Like, listen, ma'am.
That's right.
We get held accountable.
Hmm.
We don't want that.
Let that one stew. Chick-fil-A is the most popular fast food chain in the country with teenagers.
Sure.
Do you guys know what number two is?
Oh,
Jack in the Box.
I'm going to go with Chipotle.
Chipotle? Ted?
I'm just going to say McDonald's.
Stick local gang at Starbucks.
Really?
Oh, that makes sense.
I just forget that counts as fast food.
Right? And I don't like that it's a coffee stand that has food with it.
And I always forget that counts as local.
Yeah. Think local. Amazon.
Right.
Boeing. Think local.
Microsoft. Expedia.
Think local.
Uber is going to start testing rides that let you bring along your dog. The test starts next week in 7 cities.
I thought if it was small enough, you could just kind of do it.
When it's really small dogs, no one cares. They feel worse for you.
It's the hair factor, guys.
Sure.
That's all it is. It's just that some dogs shed, others do not. Like the Beagles that I've had. They shed like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No one brings that up, but I mean...
My labs did.
They absolutely leave hair everywhere.
You act like that's the worst problem the Beagles bring.
I know it's only one of the small problems that they bring, but at the same
that's
time...
That's the best thing they do.
There's some dogs like boxers and other dogs and breeds that don't, you know, completely destroy the back of anything that they get on.
If you don't mind the drool. Like, okay.
Just not
do you want,
correct.
Do you want... All right, so you get in my Uber.
I want drool.
Right, so look, the back seat's wet because I had a boxer, or the back seat's fuzzy because I had Beagles.
Even if you're a person, I'd rather you drool in the back than leave all your hair back there.
You know what? I would actually agree with that.
You know?
Plan
I can
on,
wipe off the drool.
Plan on a lot more FJ Cruiser Ubers.
If I get a back seat and it's wet, I prefer that it's from a dog.
Yeah. Moving on. Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay a man $8 billion after one of their drugs had a side effect of him growing breasts.
That's $4 billion a boob. Think about it. That's $4 billion.
And, I wonder if they were nice ones. You know, like, because you're just starting out.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like...
But they're all covered in hair.
No, you're not coming out saggy. I mean, these are new.
They are new.
You're growing new breasts for the first time ever, right?
You know what's crazy, though?
That means they would be... I would think they would sit up high.
It's like a gorilla chest.
And I think they would be... You know what I mean?
That is a horrible sight, isn't it?
I think they would be young and vibrant because gravity hasn't started yet with those. They're getting a fresh start. You know what I mean?
That's amazing to me.
Yeah, they are.
People that OD'd on opiots had to split, what, like $530 million? You grow a pair of boobs and you're a dude, it's like $8
billion. $8 billion.
Think about that.
I have boobs. New extra cheesy Cheez-Its are coming out in December.
Extra cheesy Cheez-Its.
Extra cheesy Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, they're getting in on the game, aren't they?
On
Pizza Hut?
Oh.
Just as far
they're
as
making
as
themselves
the,
available.
The brand. Yeah,
they're coming on out
some different stuff.
I'm more of a Nips man myself.
I've heard that about you.
Hey, I wonder if they're...
Back to the $8 billion.
1 in 4 people have had a sexual fantasy about a cartoon character, according to this survey.
Her name's Jessica Rabbit.
Boom.
Is that too quick?
His name is Daffy Duck.
What about Betty Boop?
Oh, yeah, Betty Boop. Not bad.
Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
I mean, there's been some voluptuous and attractive cartoons.
Heavy Metal was pretty good on that ship.
Yeah. They made it clear, though. No, you're going to fantasize about this woman.
This woman is riding a cheetah with her boobs out.
Me, personally, I like Winnie the Pooh. That's just me. I got a type.
I don't think I've ever crossed that line in my brain.
Give it some thought and let us know.
You didn't think about it when you watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, not as far as sexual.
No, he thought about Roger.
Yeah.
I was all about that Porky Pig, you know.
Yeah.
Sexy stutter.
Rabbit sex.
1 in 6 have fantasized about getting it on with an alien.
Well, yeah.
Depends on how the
Avatar
alien works.
Boom. Yeah.
I mean, there's reasons for this stuff.
I mean, if it's E.T., I might have a second. Because his hands are so big. You know what I mean?
Ooh, hey, no.
I was trying to find an alien with small hands.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll always be right here.
Damn it.
But instead of roses leading to the bedroom, it's Reese's Pieces. Got another one.
A design company in New York made a special line of Nikes that they called Jesus Shoes.
Yeah.
They injected holy water from the Jordan River into the air bubbles above the soles.
And
they're about $3,000 a pair.
Come on.
I can't figure out if these are like crazy religious people or just sneakerheads that were like, I need the Jesus shoes.
It's going to be sneakerheads.
It's got to be, right?
If you're a collector of it, which makes sense if you are, like, look, these are, this is a one-time only deal.
They also sold out immediately.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$3,000 a pair. They're all gone.
Right, and the Jordan was where Jesus was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been Air Jordans.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, like,
the Jordan 25.
Right.
It's got river water from the River Jordan.
Isn't that river pretty well one of the dirtiest in the world?
Sure is, Miles.
Filled with dysentery?
No, you're thinking the Ganges.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which like is also India, a super holy river. But, all,
but every year you have this big pilgrimage, and I get it, man, and you go through your ritual, and then in the end, you know, 25% of these people, you're going to the hospital.
Yeah, you are.
Let's just say you got pink eye.
A man attempting to rob a McDonald's was thworted by a quick-thinking employee.
How was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Camden. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. It's Caden.
Caden.
What's up, Caden?
Welcome to the Men's Room.
Welcome. Hi. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. All right, Caden, you understand how this here game is played.
Caden, you know how to play the game.
I do know how to play the game, so okay. I cut out a little bit.
All right, fantastic. Here is your story, you sexy son of a bitch. A man who had his gun taken away from him during a robbery at a Kentucky hotel has now been arrested. The 26-year-old man from Paducah. He was arrested following a traffic stop. Now, police said he was the man that robbed a Country Inn and Suites this past Monday night. Surveillance video from the hotel shows a man wearing a shirt around his face and a University of Alabama sock hat enter the hotel with a gun and go behind the front desk. The clerk shows the suspect the other side of the desk, meaning pushes this dude off the desk, before throwing money onto the counter. And while the suspect is gathering the money, he can be seen putting his gun down on the counter. That's a mistake, because the clerk then grabs the gun and points it at the suspect, who rightfully runs off. But then he comes back into the hotel trying to retrieve his gun. The clerk pointed the gun at him again, except this time looked a lot more serious, and he ran away again. While police said when he was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, he started acting nervous. And that's when the cops found a computer that had been reported stolen from a home, along with a white shirt like the one they found near the scene of the hotel robbery. He was interviewed by police and then charged with robbery and receiving stolen property. Do you believe that this genius is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
That's a little bit of a weird one. So dude walked up, put his gun on the counter.
Well, he walked into the hotel, all right, and the clerk's behind the hotel. He demands cash. She starts grabbing cash. He tries to climb over the counter. This chick pushes his ass off the counter, like, wait over there. She throws the money up on the counter, and when he goes to secure the money, he puts his gun down on...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some of the money fell off. Right. He bends over, bends down to pick it up. He's got a duffel bag down there. Right. Somebody's trying to put the money in, but when he bends down, he leaves the gun up on the counter. So she just goes and grabs it.
And aims it right at him, and he ducks out of the store. Maybe 30 seconds later, he comes back into the hotel trying to get his gun back, and she points this thing. We do have a surveillance video. Like, this is for real now. And he goes scurrying out. He's stupid.
Yeah, no, that's very stupid. I don't know. So he's wearing an Alabama shirt. He's got it wrapped around his head. Gets pulled over later. You know, I'm going to go I'm going to go crazy white guy. I'm going to go, that seems like something a dumb crazy white guy, little cracked out, is going to do.
Okay, Caden, you want to stick with the white final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW. This is Seattle.
Why should you get your live day tickets at KISW.com?
Isn't it obvious? Then you can join us at Snoqualmie Casino on November 21st.
Do the Charlotte Day with us live.
The bands will perform live.
The voices will read commercials live.
The sound effects will be live.
Performed by classically trained Foley artists.
And you can be part of it in the live studio audience.
What could possibly go wrong?
From Seattle's Station 99.9 KISW.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. And I'm here with my personal attorney, Kyle, from The Advocates. What are some of the most frustrating things you have to deal with?
Well, insurance companies spend a lot of time delaying and lowballing my clients' legitimate claims, and I spend almost all of my time fighting that.
How far are you guys willing to go for your clients?
As far as we can and as far as our clients are willing to go.
So you mean court?
Absolutely.
If you get injured in a car crash, you want The Advocates on your side. Give them a call. The consultation is free. 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
The UPS Store. The UPS Store has every e you need to promote your business, including printing. From business cards to brochures to banners, they're here to handle all your printing needs. The UPS Store. Every e for small business. And of course, shipping.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Sum 41. Order and Decline World Tour. All that we have is away. October 13th. Showbox Soto. Sum 41 Live. Special guests, The Amity Affliction and The Plot in You. Tickets on sale now at showboxpresents.com. New album, Order in Decline, out now.
Right now, at T-Mobile, when you come in and switch, you get the amazing iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro on us with qualifying trade-in.
Aren't these mountains majestic? Joe, are you even looking?
I'm posting these amazing pics I took with my iPhone 11 Pro. It has three cameras.
Whoa, those pics are amazing. And you have service, too?
T-Mobile. Their newest signal goes farther than ever before.
Then you can look up whether these are bear tracks, right?
Or we could just run.
Come to a T-Mobile store today and get iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro on us with qualifying trade-in. And right now, get four lines for just $30 a line with AutoPay. Switch today.
Contact us if you cancel or credits may stop and full price due, plus taxes and fees via 24 monthly credits for well-qualified customers with qualifying service and finance agreement. iPhone 11 Pro, zero down with trade-in plus $31.25 times 24 months, pre-credit price $999.99, 0% APR, very limited iPhone 11 Pro quantities.
My name's Miriam. One of my biggest goals is to build my credit up. When I was younger, I didn't necessarily make the best choices, and of course it negatively impacted my credit.
At KeyBank, we believe it's never too early to start thinking about making financial progress.
They want to help you get ahead. That's huge. My credit score really has, in the last few months, jumped 60 points, and I wouldn't have been able to do that without the help of the advisors at KeyBank.
At KeyBank, you will find expert advice and easy-to-use tools that help you manage your budget and track your progress.
Financial wellness means freedom to have more in the future than you do today and to have a plan for it. Financial wellness is where I'm trying to be.
Make progress. Use the red key. Come in for your free 30-minute financial wellness review. Learn more at key.com/progress or your local branch. KeyBank is member FDIC.
A gift of Shane Company jewelry is special and will be loved every day. You can easily find a gift from under $100 to well over $10,000. Because we eliminate all middlemen and their markups, whatever your budget, you'll get the best value.
If you prefer to buy online, go to ShaneCo.com. You can shop by price, by style, or by stone. If you'd like some guidance, chat online with one of our experts. Buy online and pick up in store for a last-minute gift.
Or shop in our store and you'll see the exceptional sparkle of our diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and colorful gemstones. Hold our lustrous pearls in your hands. You'll experience our jewelry's superior craftsmanship and design. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts will help you find the perfect gift.
Whether you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, marking a special event, or just because, give a gift that will last forever at the best price.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
At Verizon, we know that everyone in the family is different, and nobody uses their phone the same way. Mom does all her work on the phone, Dad's all about streaming, and the kids, they're more into gaming. That's why Verizon lets everyone in the family mix and match. And now, with more unlimited plans, everybody gets what they need without paying for the things they don't. New plans start at $35, our lowest price ever. That's $35 per line per month with four lines on Start Unlimited. The network more people rely on gives you more. Verizon. Plus taxes and fees. Auto pay and paper free billing required. Unlimited 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Only after 25 gigabytes per month on Play More Unlimited, 50 gigabytes per month on Do More Unlimited, and 75 gigabytes per month on Get More Unlimited. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Ola, it's Miles. When you need to hire someone, you don't have any time to waste. You need an efficient path to a short list of qualified candidates. You need Indeed.com. It's used by over 3 million businesses. You post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates with an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Text the men's room at 77999.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
99.9 KISW.
Profile, this takes us to Kentucky. We go to a hotel where a man has a gun and he's trying to rob the counter at said hotel. Well, yeah. As he's trying to pick up the money, he puts his gun on the counter and the woman behind the counter then grabs the gun and points it at him. He takes off running out of the place, decides, you know what, I'm going to go back in, get my gun. He comes back in. Now she's really got the gun at his head, so he decided it's best that he left. But he was eventually pulled over for something completely different, and he was arrested and apprehended. So is he black, white, Mexican, or Asian? We'll let you know coming up next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Profiler takes us to Kentucky. We have a wannabe robber of a hotel, and he goes in. He's got his gun. He's got his bag. He wants the money. Well, the clerk kind of gives him a little bit of a hard time, but eventually she just kind of starts throwing the money onto the counter, and he's trying to collect it. He bends over. He's trying to pick the money up, put it in the bag. Either way, when he's doing all this, he sets his gun on the counter of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman working behind the counter grabs the gun.
Yeah.
Points it at the guy's face. He kind of freaks out, runs out, then realizes, hey, she's got my gun. So he runs back in, and now that gun is pointed directly at his head, where he determines this is not a good idea again. Eventually, he ran out, and then for whatever reason, a routine traffic stop, he was pulled over. Police thought he was suspicious, and he was apprehended with the stolen laptop and all the money and everything else.
And the whole thing's ridiculous. But, Caden, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? And in the end, you said, man, this sounds like a crazy white guy to me.
I knew it. Really bad. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I didn't want to say anything because you already made your decision there. But the reason I thought this is this.
Follow me through.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So he runs out of the hotel for the first time, and he has the money.
Yes.
He has all the money. And I know this sounds crappy as hell, but then he decides that he is going to run back in.
Yes.
The gun is registered.
Oh, absolutely. That was my thought. Like, and to me, the tell is like, look.
The gun is registered.
Or he's just dumb.
Both.
Maybe, but he's definitely dumb. But yeah, I felt the same thing. Like, you're only going back to get that gun because you feel like it leads back to Europe.
Because when I saw the video.
Or you already have a record, your fingerprints are.
When you see the video, his face is seriously covered in the shirt. You can't see
it. It took me forever to figure it out, but yeah.
Okay, all right. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Never an easy time to do these things, so real quick, just everybody in the Cage Sport family, we lost a brother today in Rich, and Rich, we'll miss you, man. You're a great dude. All right, Miles, let's tell some jokes.
Okay. Well, that's a hell of a segue.
It's a tragic loss, and it hurts. You know, he's got, you know, children and everything. Started Yakima MMA, and always treated me as a with a ton of respect and everything. And just
he didn't know you well.
Yeah, right. I don't, what do you put that at the beginning or end? I don't know.
No, I don't know, but I'm sorry for that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you ready to do this?
Let's do it. Tell some jokes.
Want to fire it up over there, Robin?
Is it 10 or is it late night?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Tell you what, I got some good jokes, but I have to start calling it late night.
So who are our potential jokesters on this episode?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon?
Jimmy Kimmel. Basically, the Jimmys, David Spade, Seth Meyers, Steve the Thrill Hill, and Ted Smith.
Oh, God.
All right.
Hill and Smith. Gotcha.
All right. Should I not guess on any of these? Because obviously, if I don't guess, you're not going to try misdirection.
You're not going to get them right.
Misdirection.
Guess all you want.
There you go. All right. All right.
You can't fool Miles, and a vegetable can't fool you. So. American Airlines says passengers on a recent flight may have been exposed to hepatitis. Yeah, passengers should have known something was up before the flight when the gate agent was like, now boarding zones A, B, and C. That's hepatitis A, B, and C.
David Spade.
Fallon.
That's Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon,
Jimmy
yeah. Fallon. The fact that he qualified the joke.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, all right, that's Fallon.
You know what? Let's go with this one. President Trump has been under a lot of pressure and scrutiny with his dealings with Turkey. But he said, quote, just wait till next month and everyone will love Turkey again.
The Ted Smith. David Spade.
It is a Ted Smith.
Ted Smith! Oh, nice job, nice
I was
job.
Like, did I need to mention Thanksgiving? Like, no. Turkey dates around the corner.
Yeah, that worked.
An Oklahoma woman is recovering after she was accidentally shot in the leg after her dog stepped on a loaded handgun. Ugh! She lived? Said the cat that loaded the gun.
Seth Meyers.
That is Seth Meyers.
All right.
University of Kansas officials apologized after Snoop Dogg's stripper-filled performance last weekend, saying that he promised to be more family-friendly than usual. Going by the C-section scars, the strippers do all have families.
Spade.
That's David Spade.
Yeah. if it's a stripper joke, it's Spade.
He knows.
Yeah, he does, because he does know.
Dyson. They abandoned their plans to build electric cars, stating they prefer to make one only from... Oh, man. Dyson.
Okay, hold on.
All right. You can tell it's not mine. I can't read it. Dyson abandoned plans to build electric cars, stating that they prefer to make only one product that sucks.
Fallon.
I'm not hearing anything, so I'm going to go Hill.
Yep.
Oh, damn it.
There was no laughter.
I know.
So I figured it was from you.
I thought that was very Fallon-esque, right?
Damn it.
That's a great joke.
It's not. That's why I thought it'd be, I'm trying to sway you to Fallon.
Like it didn't suck.
Richard Sherman has been in the news lately for lying about Baker Mayfield not shaking his hand pregame. It also turns out that Richard Sherman is a Jim Bossoms fan. Hey, jealousy.
Ted Smith.
All right, tonight on the show, we're going to have George W. Bush and Ellen DeGeneres.
All right, good times.
A Jim Bossoms show.
Well, here's the thing. Honestly, for some reason...
We're going to hear about that in the meeting.
I thought, hey, jealousy. I kept thinking it was a Beatles song. They're like, no, that's hey.
Hey, Jude.
Right. But I was singing
it. I guess
it
was more popular.
I was singing it in. I just wanted to make a point that the whole handshake thing, I think he's just jealous that Baker Mayfield's more popular.
Oh, sure.
And I like Sherm, but that one just seemed unnecessary.
Yep.
You guys ever wonder why Oprah doesn't have children?
Never.
All right.
I mean, I never thought about it.
You know, given the rest of the stories in the news with celebrities, I think this one's kind of plain and mellow.
All right, let's do it then.
You're right.
I want to say because she never has time because of her career and how fast she kind of moved up in the world. She was a TV journalist for a number of years, so that's a ruthless job. And then she went to Chicago and tried to launch that show, then a network, then a, you know,
that's
magazine.
Nonsense.
And
the woman got
crap.
Barron Owens.
She probably didn't have time to actually...
She infertile.
To do it.
Her so eggs don't drop.
You're not that far off, but she says part
she's
of it.
She's a man.
Was
surprise.
Steadman.
I am Steadman. You thought I was a woman all these years.
It turns out, basically, it was just because of hosting the Oprah Winfrey Show.
What, yeah. Meeting people, you mean?
Yeah. That's where she learned, quote, the depth of responsibility and sacrifice that it's actually required to be a mother, and kind of she wasn't cut out for it. She says, quote, I realized, whoa. I'm talking to a lot of messed up people, and they're so messed up because they had mothers and fathers who were not aware of how serious their job was.
So I want you to think about this, Oprah fans. You scared her away from children.
David Letterman waited to the very end, like he was crossing the finish line when he had his kid.
His sperm had a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how long he waited. Like,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, and like, you know, people ask her, too, about the motherly instinct and this sure. and that, and she says basically she gets it satisfied by her girls' school in South Africa. Those girls, the girls fill that maternal fold that I perhaps would have. In fact, they overfill. I'm overflowed with maternal.
I mean, the thing is, the instinct doesn't legitimately, you can think a lot of things, but the instinct does not kick in until the moment you have a kid. No. Look, I am far from a sentimental individual. And then the moment you have a kid, at least as it goes to my kids.
What are you talking
the
about?
The instinct is there.
You're passing out hugs all the time to everybody.
I'm known for that. I am known for being a
huge,
cuddly person.
Huge hugger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a coworker tell me horrible things about myself last week.
About your hugging?
No, not my hugging ability. Hey, how are you? I'm the way I always am. Oh, it's that bad, huh? I'm like, well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember he was giving hugs in Portland. I'm like, what's going on right now?
I was on ecstasy.
I've never seen that before.
That's true.
That's different. And I was, too, and I'm still shocked.
It was an old woman. Look,
you almost shocked me into sobriety.
We got off of a train. I'm floating on ecstasy. There was a very old woman. She's by herself. I said, do you want a hug? And she said, I really do, young man. Dude, and she brought it home.
She did.
It's the best hug I've given.
Well, sometimes
that's the only hug you've given.
That is why you're so
outside
best.
Of your wife and children. Right. Yeah. Also, the unexpected hug sometimes great.
Sure.
I just need a little ecstasy.
Just, you got to be careful. The struggle caught on.
So hard to find to get another hug.
Right, just give me a little bit of drugs. I might give you a hug.
All right, this is a pretty good topic here. Who do you think is the greatest HBO character of all time?
I guess Tony Soprano.
I mean, they're going to rate it that way.
You know, I mean,
right.
I can't think of one bigger. I mean, the show, as far as, that's the biggest show, right?
I mean, you meant one bigger. I see what you're saying. You're making fun of his weight.
Well,
that's messed up, dude.
You could have had,
who are the guys from the show I just watched?
Tyenerys.
Dragons and boobs and blood.
Lannister.
Yeah.
Arya Stark. Knows Iron Man, obviously.
Okay.
Yes, she was first generation for Tony Stark.
Jon Snow. Like, basically, there's a lot of Game of Thrones characters that probably could have been. I mean, Jon Snow, I've never watched the show, but he's pretty ubiquitous.
He's the guy that everyone just kind of likes, and he does the right thing.
Yeah.
Without being a candy ass.
Miles, what's the show we love on HBO? One of our favorite guys. I showed you a picture. I'm looking sad today. He's a Dodgers fan.
Oh, Larry David. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. So Larry David could have been on there. Some people said maybe Ari Gold or Johnny Drama from Entourage.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah. I like one person went really old school.
Or Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Her character on Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first big one. Before Sopranos. I mean, as far as...
I always remember Samantha. Samantha was the blonde one.
We remember... Most guys remember Samantha.
So what was the main
character's name? Because Samantha was a whore. So we liked her.
Is that the redhead?
No...
Oh, I'm screwing it up. Is Samantha the redhead?
Cynthia, whatever.
No, Samantha was the one that we cared about because there's a chance you might see your boobs. It's just that simple.
What was Sarah Jessica Parker's actual name? Carol?
Carol.
So Samantha was Kim Cattrall.
Yes,
one I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one we all know.
So who was Sarah Jessica Parker?
She was Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Not to be confused with Terry Bradshaw. Yeah.
Right. Or Carol.
Or Harry Bradshaw.
That was her nickname for a while.
Harry Bradshaw. I'm Harry Bradshaw. I like to have sex in the city. So I came here with three of my bitches. That feels like an insult that would work good in the Pittsburgh area.
Exactly. Hey, you Harry Bradshaw.
Ah, Ian's going to go down and get your picture with Harry Bradshaw. His mom's there. She's freaking taking the $5 you need to take the picture.
So, Miles, you're correct. Like I said, Tony Soprano from The Sopranos. I think the other major one here that got a lot of votes was Michael K. Williams' character, Omar Little, from The Wire.
Oh, yeah, it's strong.
Good.
Right. So if you ever watched The Wire, like, there's a lot of great characters on there, right? Like, but Omar stuck out. Interesting about Omar, too, I saw this report years ago. I think it was on Real Sports. And basically, they were just talking about how it's interesting in the NFL. Like, there's only been, what, like one or two guys to come out as gay?
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, but when they polled all the players who their favorite character was, it was always Omar Little, who was a homosexual on the show.
Yeah.
So they were just making a point. It was like, it's kind of like, NFL could never, you could never admit to that stuff, but yet they all love this character, didn't care that he was.
But it's like anything, everybody wants equality unless someone moves into your neighborhood.
Who would yours be? I can think of, I love Larry David, so I have to put him up there. Because I think he's funny as hell. But before that, I really love, and it's this is old HBO, but I love the Gary Shandling show.
That was a good show.
I liked that. I liked his character. And I think, I would say personally for me, even though I watched every Sopranos, it would be Larry David. I think Curb Your Enthusiasm is probably one of the most, I don't know, one of the funniest shows out there that doesn't get the kind of accolades, maybe, as far as like Emmys and all that crap.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would go with Omar from The Wire. Only because on a, not daily basis, but that's the character I think about the most. Because I'm a whistler, right? And that was always his thing. If you heard him whistling, like it was bad news, and everybody run.
Do you whistle with bad news?
No, generally if I'm whistling, I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. But sometimes when I whistle, when I'm walking to work, I'm like, oh, I'm like Omar. Everybody get out of the way.
You're just like Omar. Now, come on,
truth
man.
Truth be told, just that time.
I mean, no offense. I'm just, you're not a pushover, but like.
Don't laugh with me.
Right. Just like Omar.
Hey, it's like watching a TV show. In my head, I can be whoever I want.
Right. With my headphones on and my sunglasses.
No, remember, I'm the psychopath. I don't wear headphones.
Yeah, me neither.
Outside
just,
of here.
Just like Omar.
Just like Omar.
I agree with that philosophy.
That's the only, like, I'm just saying, that's the only character from HBO that I constantly reference in my head.
Well, I just finished Game of Thrones, man. So there's Jon Snow, who you can't help but like, but my favorite character off of that show, I don't even know the guy's name, just this big red-headed dude that he kind of associated with, and they became pretty tight. Do you have any idea what his name is? You know what I'm talking about, right? He's just a big guy that will beat the living piss out of you, but he's a good guy.
Hodor?
No, not Hodor. Hodor is just, what do they call him? Like the imp or something. He wasn't smart.
You watch The Masked Singer. You're always talking about how much you love that show.
Yes. Yes, love is the word.
Dr. Drew was the eagle.
Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew
eagle.
from the television show?
Oh, The Masked Singer.
Name another Dr. Drew. This is the same as The Masked Singer.
Right, like I know, but I thought they were supposed to be actual singers.
No.
That's the whole point.
This is like karaoke on Halloween. You might not know who's singing, but chances are they're not good. And if they are good, you know it's probably someone, at least in showbiz.
And that's why your daughter knows Terry Bradshaw or whoever it was.
Listen, right? There's two people.
Now I understand.
Because of The Masked Singer, Tormund, thank you, Robin, that's the guy from Game of Thrones. Because of The Masked Singer, and it's just weird, my daughter loves Terry Bradshaw. And granted, he brings a lot of charisma and all that, but she didn't know who he was.
More than Carrie Bradshaw.
What he does, and then he has more than Carrie or Harry. And then she also loves Tommy Chong, and I do too, but for very different reasons. And she's like, seriously,
well,
man.
Tommy Chong's just funny if you don't know who he is.
Well, she was like, that's the guy from The Masked Singer. I'm like, yeah, that's who it is, baby. Masked Singer.
Hey! And not part of drug culture.
Hey! Not at all.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
See if you remember the cartoon, The Flintstones, right?
Well, of course I do, Miles.
Well, would you ever try to stop your car by putting your feet out like Fred?
Oh, I'm going to think it. No, not a chance.
Well, one guy did that and crashed into four cars.
Four? Well, first, idiot. Second, I hope every one of those people that he hit, they call the advocates, because you want them on your side against, you know, Fred Flintstone. Give him a call. 206-512-3555.
Then you can have Creepy Kyle bring you a bunch of his Brontosaurus burgers.
That sounds very gamey and chewy.
Yeah, you definitely want extra barbecue sauce.
This is the of Seattle, 99.9 KISW.
What comes to mind when you think the most daring, bold, brave radio performance in the free world?
Cirque du Soleil on the radio?
No.
We have live bands. We have live commercial reads. Miles is actually going to be alive on live day.
What could possibly go wrong?
Did we mention you can drink beer there?
You can do the shot of the day with us live. You can play Big Dummy live.
Live day is back. Get your tickets at KISW.com.
From Seattle's...
It's live!
Station 99.9 KISW. Tomorrow, only one comedy has everyone talking. Get ready.
They're here. The Addams Family.
Because Halloween starts early with the Addams Family.
These people are freaks.
Exactly. The Addams Family. Rated PG.
We pledge allegiance to the family of Brett and Samantha Sullivan and to the station wagon in which they ride. with 5 suitcases, 3 teenagers, and 1 long-suffering mother-in-law who knows it would have been faster to take the interstate.
Because we are Pemco Insurance, defender of your Northwest.
Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Halloween comes alive at Goodwill. All you have to do is find your local Goodwill store and create a costume as unique as you are. You never know what you'll find.
Isn't it wonderful?
Visit goodwill.org/Halloween, then see the Addams Family in theaters.
It's that time of year again to start planning for Halloween. What will you be this year? Whatever you decide, create it at Goodwill. Make a costume that's unique and one of a kind. And find spooky decorations, too. Go to SeattleGoodwill.org to find a store near you.
The Ultimate Alternative Rock Tour. Live and Bush. The Ultimate Tour. October 16th, Showwear Center. The celebration of throwing copper from live. 16 Stone from Bush. Special guest, Our Lady Peace, The Ultimate Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or by phone. 866-973-9613.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather, thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Well-qualified returning Jeep Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $279 a month for 36 months with $699 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution and lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 11-220. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10/31. Jeep is a registered trademark.
I love all the upgrades you've made to your truck.
Oh, yeah. Replace the old radio with a new stereo with Android Auto. So I can stream Spotify, Pandora, new speakers, subwoofer, a remote start, a dash camera.
It's like you've got a whole new truck. But why'd you go to Car Toys?
Well, I tried shopping online, but I realized, without trying things out, how am I supposed to figure out which features I really want? Plus, you know me, if I buy online, who's going to install it?
Not you.
No, so I went to Car Toys. It was easy. Got great advice, and they're experts in installed everything perfectly.
Get up to an extra $200 in savings right now during our Buy More, Save More sale. Alpine Stereo with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, $299, plus a free backup camera worth $100. That's the best deal of the year. Save $120 on a CompuStar remote start system. Save $130 on an Alpine base package, sub, amp, and enclosure. Whether you want to upgrade a 1975 F-150 or a 2019 Toyota, come to Car Toys.
A better way to go.
We've all got busy lives. That's no secret. So we can't be expected to be sitting in front of the TV at 8 p.m. to see that show that we just have to watch. Isn't it a good thing you have Xfinity so you don't have to worry about it? Wait, you don't have Xfinity? What in the Sam hell are you waiting for, son? My words have fallen upon deaf ears? Not possible. What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Xfinity is where it's at. I want to apologize to everyone else who already has Xfinity while I take the rest of you to task. First, get the Xfinity Stream app with your service. That means you can watch your shows from anywhere on your device. That includes live TV, live sports, on demand, and yes, everything on your DVR. You can set your DVR to record shows from your Xfinity Stream app from anywhere. Then you can just find an Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot, cop a squad, and catch up on everything you've been missing. It's streaming from Xfinity that makes your life simple, easy, awesome. Get started today with Xfinity Internet and TV. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Make a difference at Macy's today. Buy a coat and we'll donate one during the big give back. For every women's, men's, juniors, and kids' coat purchased, we'll donate a brand new coat to Clothes for Souls to provide warmth, hope, and dignity to those in need this winter. Best of all, Macy's will donate up to 35,000 coats with an average retail value of $40 to $100 each. Share the warmth now through Monday at Macy's. Visit Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
The Men's Room on the Rock, powered by the Advocates, official sponsor of the Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want the Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call the Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Text the guys at 77999-99.9 KISW.
Missed any of today's show? All the episodes are available on radio.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Robert McDonald learns he needs to buy a cheeseburger to actually open the register. Meanwhile, Robert in Kentucky makes the mistake of setting his gun down in front of her. North Carolina town doesn't blink when told they can't wash their clothes for 5 days. Mugshot of Florida felon goes viral because of his ugly-looking ways. And a teen refuses to leave a Kmart and gets arrested, becoming the first person to not want to leave a Kmart. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We head to the UK for the latest edition of Stupid Criminals. A man attempting to rob a McDonald's was thwarted by a fast-thinking employee. The employee was given a note that read that the man was armed and was told to give cash from the till. Staying calm, the employee informed the man that the till couldn't be opened until a purchase was made. The man actually ordered a burger and paid $5 before making off with some of the money from the till. He was later identified as living in the nearby area and arrested.
Could you do me a favor, sir? Could you take your car and pull it into that spot right up front? Leave your lights on and someone else will bring it out to you here in a minute.
Yeah, we'll bring your money right out.
Hang on. In other news, a strange story out of New York. Police received a call about a man refusing to leave the local Kmart. After they got to the scene, what they found was a 16-year-old that was refusing to leave. The teenager ignored commands from the store management as well as officers to leave the store, from which he had been previously banned. He was arrested and got himself a resisting charge for fighting officers. He's due to appear for juvenile probation later this month. I can't imagine... you're
being
just
loyal
making,
to Kmart?
You're just making a stance at that point.
Right.
Because there's no reason why you can't just walk out of the dadgum Kmart.
Just leave.
Right. You haven't bought anything in 3 hours. The hell are you doing just standing here?
It's Kmart.
Thank you.
That's the answer.
Yeah. You can't ban me from a store. Gotta love when karma strikes. A burglar attempting to break into a car got what he deserved. The car was parked at a home of its owner where the man attempted to break in using a brick. Luckily for us, the brick bounced off the window and right back into the man's face. And because he was attempting this burglary right in the man's driveway, we have security cam footage of the entire incident.
That's beautiful.
Police are still on the lookout for this idiot. I just love it.
The old ricochet.
The old ricochet.
You ever done that? Like, you do something in anger and the thing bounces back and hits you?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what it was. Yeah, I've hurt myself when I was angry at something before. Yes,
nothing quite quells that, like hurting yourself in a fit of rage.
Right.
Done that with a yo-yo.
With a yo-yo? Just you were like, mad at a yo-yo?
Trying to straighten it out. Trying to string it untangled. Spap! Right back up.
With that yo-yo.
Spap!
Maybe I'm overreacting.
It was a butterfly. Duncan.
Sometimes the news gives us mugshots that are just gold. A man in Florida was pulled over for a routine traffic stop and was later found to be driving on a suspended license. The man was arrested and processed, but his mugshot is going viral because of how gnarly this man looks. Thrill, have you seen this mugshot?
No.
It is phenomenal. You haven't even... I got it over here. This guy...
I mean, I wouldn't mess with that dude.
No, but he looks like the troll from the Goonies.
Whoa!
He gets XM radio on them ears, man.
Yeah, man, that's next level.
He looks like a Neanderthal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He looks like Dilbert. Right?
If Dilbert.
Like an angry
like
Dilbert.
Dilbert had Dilbert, terrible cornrows.
A rectangular head and big-ass really ears.
Like, you notice the cornrows,
like
too, Ted.
That's why you shouldn't have cornrows.
Bigger ears
in the NFL reporter.
Crazy white guy.
Dilbert had cornrows in the 80s. It just didn't go.
And then for those listening, he doesn't even have cornrows. He has one set of cornrows that kind of halfway go through his head and whatever hair he has left.
Keep acting like that, you're going to have death rows.
Awful, man. We have another edition of Stupid Criminals. What do you know? A man robbing a country inn in Kentucky was thwarted for another stupid reason. We may have talked about this earlier today. While grabbing money from behind the counter, the robber set his gun on the desk. Thinking quickly, the clerk grabbed the gun and turned the tide. The suspect fled the scene and was later caught by police. Yet again, we never advocate for people to pursue a life of crime. But if you're going to do it, learn the craft.
Try to do it well. Look, there's a reason people love mobster movies or, I don't know, some kind of heist movie. We understand they're breaking the law, but they make it look cool.
Exactly.
If you can't be one of Ocean's 11, you have no skill set, stop.
Correct. That's up your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.